Well, how can someone physically distance themselves from others when they share a living space? How can they self-isolate if they have COVID-19 symptoms? Those are the very real challenges facing those living in direct provision, emergency accommodation, hostels and travellers. And it's how the travelling community is coping that we're going to examine in depth now. Over 3,000 of them live on the side of the road with no running water. We're joined by our reporter, Tommy Meskell. So, Tommy, these are real challenges for the travelling community.
Yes, Audrey, exactly. And when you look at the practical advice we've been given over the past few weeks, such as wash your hands with warm water and soap, or for the at-risk groups to keep confined to your own home and socially distance from others, that is very difficult for members of the travelling community. Their average household is 5.3 people. For the rest of the population, it's 4.1. And if they're not on the sides of the road, well, then many travellers are in crowded conditions. It's believed that roughly 5,000 are living on sites that are above capacity. In a short while, we'll hear from Winnie McDonough, who is a traveller and also a health worker. Winnie was tested for COVID-19 after displaying symptoms. But first, Winnie Riley is living with her son in her mobile home, and beside her is her daughter and four grandchildren. Winnie first described the space she's been living in and told me about how they've coped over the past few weeks.
It's a 30-foot mobile home with one bedroom, a little sitting area and a very small kitchen. There's no running water or electricity in it.
There's a few people in your family, I understand, that have underlying health conditions. Could you tell me about that?
Well, I have a grandson that's a diabetic, and he needs the fridge for his medication and insulin. And then we have a child just 2 bays up that relies on a breathing mask because she has health issues as well. And we have an older person on the site, which is a father-in-law of mine, and he needs his medication for the fridge as well. So some of them have generators, and some people haven't got generators.
And you have no running water. And yet we hear all the time about the importance of washing your hands with warm water and soap. How do you manage that?
Yes. What we do is we just boil up water on the gas and have a big kettle of water at all times, just there for purposely washing your hands. It's not easy when you haven't got the facilities to do that.
You know your father-in-law. Can I ask, what age is he?
He's 84.
You hear the advice about cocooning, to stay in your own house and to stay away from people. Is that possible for him?
Well, it's very lonely for him because he can't read, he can't use a phone, and all he's seen is the news all the time and listens to the news on the radio. So that's not good for your mental health alone, to listen to that 24/7 all day. You know what I mean? But he still has to come outside to go to the toilet.
Is he on his own?
He's in a bay on his own. People keep an eye to him. We check in on him all the time. But he's just sitting there looking out through the window, and it is very long. He could pick up a book and read it or something, but he can't do that, and he can't use a phone either. Most of the older travellers can't read, so they're getting the leaflets in the door. Now, the council, City Council, Dublin City Council has dropped out leaflets, and they assume that everyone can read, but they can't. Some of the older travellers can't read, so they haven't a clue what's on them, unless there's pictures with people washing their hands.
That's Winnie Riley there explaining very clearly the challenges for her and her family as part of the travelling community. The traveller representative organisation is Pavi Point. You've been talking to them, Tommy. What do they have to say?
I was, yes. Martin Collins, he's co-director of Pavi Point, and he praised the recent emergency legislation which banned traveller evictions and said the focus is now on trying to secure sanitation and self-isolation facilities for those that need it. He says research has shown that travellers and Roma suffer due to health inequalities, with life expectancy considerably lower for travellers. They're more likely to have underlying health conditions. Pavi Point has been working hard to communicate the importance of social distancing and also washing your hands, and overall many in the community are taking that advice on board, but Martin is worried that some aren't taking the pandemic seriously.
Some travellers are not observing the advice from the HSE and the government, and to be quite honest, that is absolutely reckless and it's irresponsible, and it's potentially putting people's lives on the line. That's how serious it is, and that's the message we're trying to get across. But by and large, I have to say, the message is getting through to the majority of travellers, and they are observing the very strict guidelines and advice which have been issued from the government and the HSE. But there is certainly a significant minority in our community who are not taking this issue seriously and are not observing the guidelines. And we have to try and reinforce the message to that cohort of people who are not heeding the advice.
It's Martin Collins there of Pavé Point. Tommy, do we know at this point have any members of the travelling community tested positive for COVID-19?
We don't have any official numbers, Audrey, but Martin Collins did say that he knows of several travellers who have contracted COVID-19. Unfortunately, a colleague of his at Pavé Point, who was from the Roma community, died from the disease last week.
I attended that funeral myself only last week. He was only 46 years old. He was a father of 8 children, and 4 of them were under 18 years of age. So, you know, that's how serious it is. You know, we're talking about people's lives here. I do know anecdotally, I know of at least 6 or 7 travellers who have contracted the virus, but that would be an underestimation. We suspect there's a lot more. But that information is being gathered as we speak from different travel groups right across the country, and it'll be collated centrally by Pavé Point and the HSE.
Now, Winnie McDonough is a healthcare worker and traveller. Last week, she was tested for COVID-19 after displaying symptoms. She told me how she got on.
I got the test in Clough Park, and I went and I got 7:15 in the evening. They gave us, I had to get someone to drive me because I don't drive. So we went through, like a drive-through. I got my test before kind of a cotton wool ball down my throat and up my nose. Now, up the nose is very uncomfortable, but it had to be done. And I got that done last Wednesday, and I'm still waiting for my results.
And obviously, you have to self-isolate. Have you been able to self-isolate?
I have been trying and doing my best. It's very hard because I have an 18-year-old and I have a 14-year-old. And I have my oldest daughter, that's 24, with 2 grandchildren. And I have one little baby, she's only 4 weeks today, little girl. And she has a little brother, and he's coming in 5. So my concerns was for them, trying to keep away. As a granny, I haven't been touching them or kissing them or hugging them. I've been keeping me distance. But it is very hard when we all live in the one house. So I am wiping everything after me and washing the towels and washing the clothes and using Dettol and sprays and put a basin of water outside the door so when anyone was going in or out, just to keep rinsing their hands in the Dettol, in the water. Now, the 18-year-old and the 14-year-old doesn't see the sense of it, but just kind of keep telling them and washing the baby's hands, little 5-year-old, and washing his ties and wiping everything down every morning and evening. Every chance you get, sure, you keep wiping.
And as we heard Winnie say there, she's still awaiting the results of her tests. She still has slight symptoms, but thankfully is over the worst and seems to be on the mend.
We wish her well. Thank you very much, Tommy Mescal, there with that report on the challenges of COVID-19 for the travelling community.